Welcome, everyone, to this Webshare Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Save Time. Learn about the web support resources available for Pure Application. The presenters are Bill Carey and Robert Bunn. Bill is the social business analyst for Pure Application. He works closely with the Pure Application support team on creating and promoting content that will help clients avoid opening service requests. During his 30 years with IBM, Bill has worked on a number of products related to web support. He also spent a number of years in IBM information development as a manager, technical writer, and planner. IBM is Bill's second career in that he was a middle school and high school public school teacher for 11 years after graduating from college and graduate school. Robert is a senior software engineer currently assigned as a support engineer for Pure Application Systems and Pure Application Service. He has worked in various support roles in his 30-plus years at IBM, supporting a wide range of products which operate on IBM mainframes, personal computers, and appliances. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Bill.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. So I'm Bill Carey, and along with my colleague Robert Bunn, we'd like to review with you those web support tools and resources that can help you be more efficient. And our focus is going to be on Pure Application System, Service, and Software. So in a lot of cases, this will be generic, but we'll point out when there are some specifics relative to a given offering. Our goals today are really twofold. We want to help you avoid opening service requests, or PMRs, and then we also recognize that when service requests do need to be open, our goal is to shorten that time to resolution for you. So let's go to page 2. And here's our agenda. So we're dividing the material into two sections. The first part is going to deal with ways to stay informed and be more proactive. So I'm going to get into some detail about the My Notification subscription service and which is not new, and then some newer things in terms of DW Answers and some blog and some other activity that we're involved with. And then talk in general about the various ways that we publish and make content available. I'm going to talk about the Pure System Center and the resources that are available there, and we'll also touch briefly on the Cloud Marketplace, which is the direction where we're headed eventually in terms of the Pure System Center moving to Cloud Marketplace is the place we encourage you to go to find more information about the about these offerings. I'm also going to talk about how we're using social media, and it's a way to stay informed, and I'll also talk about some of the useful and free training modules that are available on the IBM Education Assistant site. And then section 2 is going to deal with more with preparing and some guidance when you feel that contacting IBM support directly is your best alternative for resolving the issue at hand. So let's go to page 3. And these will be the specifics that I just mentioned before. So page 4. Yeah, so let me talk briefly about the My Notification subscription service. This has been available for some time. It's available for many of our IBM products, but is a service, a free service. It gives you some options in terms of how you want to be notified and what type of content you might be interested in being notified about. You can stay proactive, and you can select products, types of content that you'd like to receive. You have some options in terms of being notified through email, whether it's a daily collection or a weekly or actually daily updates. And then you also have an RSS feed capability as well. And if you were to click on that link in the last bullet here, that will take you out to the My Notification site, and you can get more details. Let's go to page 5. So DW Answers form. So this is relatively new, at least for Pure Application. And it's a DW Answers form is available on DeveloperWorks, IBM DeveloperWorks. And it's really an opportunity for our clients to ask questions and engage with the community of other clients and subject matter experts from IBM. So if DW Answers is new to you, you'll find that it's different from a traditional form in that it uses more of a Q&A, sort of a Q&A model, and the focus is on finding answers to questions rather than the forum being a vehicle for general discussion on a given topic. So we invite and encourage you to go out to DW Answers. All you would need to do is register on DeveloperWorks, and then once you're there, we encourage you to follow that Pure App tag, post a question, or you could see the other questions that have been posted, and you click on that link, and that's going to give you a path to get into the forum. Page 6. So let me talk a bit about our support blog and the articles that have been produced by our support team. The Application Integration Middleware Support blog provides quite a lot of technical support and knowledge for not only Pure Application system service software, but for a wide range of IBM products. So we encourage you to go out and follow the blog so you can stay informed about articles related to the product that you may have purchased, and also about other products, for example, WebSphere Application Server or MQ, and a number of other products. If you click on the, one point. So if you see a particular article that has helped you or you found useful, we encourage you to use the like option in the like function in the blog as an indicator that it helps us get a sense of value to you. And the last point here is if you click on the link in the last bullet, that will take you out to the blog and we'll give you a subset of the articles specific to Pure Application. So next page, page 7. So you're going to find a number of videos about Pure Application if you go out to YouTube today. For instance, if you use the link that I provided here in the second bullet, it's going to take you to what will load in your system is going to be a playlist of short videos that highlight specific features and functions of system or the software or the service. The videos are going to vary in terms of depth and complexity, but in general you'll find that they offer quick summaries of product capabilities and it's something useful to consider. The last point I'd like to make is that there are some support-related videos as well out on YouTube, and I've got a link to the to one that's available today in collecting trace logs and files. But stay tuned because there are more that are coming and will be available with a support focus. Page 8. So let me talk now a bit about our support portal. If you go out to ibm.com/support and key in Pure Application, you're going to find that there are specific support portal instances for each of the offerings, system, service, or software. So let's assume for a moment that we selected system, and what I want to do is highlight some of the support content that you'd find out on the Pure Application System Support Portal instance. The first is the Welcome to Support document, and this is a good starting point. So if you access this document, you'll find links to our recommended fixes document to the Knowledge Center where product information is found, links to videos and to our DW Answers blog, or rather DW Answers forum. But in general, it's a good starting point if you're just getting familiar with some of these resources. The Knowledge Center, the link there, is going to go out to the IBM Knowledge Center and happens to drill in on a W1500 product documentation, but you can easily access the other information centers for PureApp through that link and out on the IBM Knowledge Center. And then clicking on that social media material is going to give you access to a document that provides quite a lot of detail about our various Twitter accounts that we use across IBM software and system. Gives you more information about our generic Facebook site, where another channel and another way to gain information and learn about some new and different content that's being made available. The release notes link here is going to go out to a master release notes document that allows you to drill into specific fix pack material release notes for those fix packs. And the last point is recommended fixes document is a good summary that gives you access to the fix packs out on Fix Central, to APAR lists relative to a given fix pack, and other useful information. So again, if you go out to ibm.com/support, and you'll see that the there's a type ahead sort of, or rather a an option that gives you access to the various instances. So page 9. So let me talk a little bit about the Pure System Center. This is a site that's been up and available since Pure Application became generally available almost 3 years ago. And it offers information not just about Pure Application system, but about the other family members. That would be Pure Flex and Pure Data. If you go out to the site, in the screenshot, for example, you're going to see a tabbed approach, and if you were to click on that patterns tab, it's going to take you to more information about patterns, those available through, from IBM, but from our business partners as well, and gives you more information on how to access the patterns, how to purchase them. We do have some support information relative to given patterns out and available, and in some cases there may be short videos that highlights some of the capabilities if you choose to purchase a given pattern. And then under the system updates, that's a page that provides links to the various fix packs that are out and available on IBM Fix Central. Under the Ask an Expert, that would be a path over to our DW Answers forum. And then the Library tab is going to make available information out in our Knowledge Center and other articles as well that you might find useful. I indicated before that we're transitioning to a new site, and I want to talk briefly about Cloud Marketplace. So clicking on that link on the bottom of page 9 would take you there. Let's go to page 10. So we encourage you to visit the Cloud Marketplace because you'll find some valuable content and resources that can help you develop and implement your cloud strategy. From the Cloud Marketplace, our enterprise cloud customers can learn, try, discover, or buy advanced services and solutions, not only from IBM, but from our business partners. So more work is underway, and as I indicated, a transition is occurring in terms of our moving to Cloud Marketplace as a central spot to find information about our offerings and about patterns that are available on them. So let's go to the next page, page 11. So let me talk a bit about our social media channels. We have a dedicated Twitter account, and you see the handle at the bottom of the of this page. If you follow us on using our via our Twitter account, it's a good way to get updates on fixed packs and new releases that are available. New question and questions and answers that have been posted in DW Answers. And you'll also find that there are regular tweets that come out and provide links to support blog articles, to new videos, and other resources that can help you be more efficient. And on page 12, you'll see a screenshot of our of what our Twitter page looks like and some of the feeds that have, that are available. Generally, that's that Twitter account is I'll promote something on a daily basis, so it's a useful account to follow. Page 13. The last point I want to cover here is IBM Education Assistant. So you'll find free training modules about the various offerings, and some of the topics are listed here. And on page 14, a screenshot of what you'd see. It's actually the modules are out and available on the IBM Knowledge Center, and you can get to them. And if you're interested in some of these topics, I'd encourage you to go out and access that that material. Page 15. So let me change gears. I'm going to hand it over to my colleague Robert Bunn, who's going to cover a couple of these topics.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining our session today. Section 2, I'll be covering the topics about prep work and using the SR tool to work with IBM support. So we're going to start off with slide 16, which is the next slide. And we want to talk to you about the teamwork involved with debugging a problem and understanding some of the differences that happen with a peer application system and peer application service versus a classical product like peer application system software. So if you're running a peer application system, both the hardware and software support is delivered through a single point of entry to our technical support organizations, because IBM supports the underlying hardware and software and the underlying infrastructure for peer application system service. So you just call us for a problem, whether it's with one of your storage nodes or compute nodes, and we'll work with you to debug the problem together. We also provide support for the patterns that are shipped within peer application systems when you buy the product, so that you have one point you have a single point of entry for problems with any product part that you're using within peer application systems. This allows you just to talk to one team, and then we will manage the engagement of any other support team to work on the parts that are combined into this expert system, right? If you have a pattern, for example, BPM, that you purchased to run on top of peer application systems, you can go directly to BPM support, for example, and talk to them about the problem that you're experiencing. If you have a problem with determining the point of failure, you can contact our team, and we'll work with you to determine where the point of failure is on your peer application system or peer application system, peer application service, or peer application software product set. The product for peer application system service, software, and system are all entitled through Passport Advantage. So you just open up a problem record with peer application system using a software ticket, and we'll take care of the problem from there. More details and a flow chart and all that is available in the customer support plan link. You can take a look at that and get a clear idea about how we provide a single point of entry to make sure you get a good service on the equipment you purchased from IBM. Let's move on to slide number 17. Okay, slide number 17 is one of the key things we want to talk about. We not only are on social media with you, we also put ideas out there to help you be more efficient working with us and us to be more efficient working with you. This is a good place for an exchange of information outside the PMR. For example, we're on DW Answers. You'll see our names out there. You know us from our names in the PMR responses. We also have blogs, and this is one of the blogs I wrote. This is about leveraging the must-gather documents to provide quicker response to the problems you're reporting. So, you know, when we're working together on problems, it comes down to you place a phone call or you use the SR tool. And in either case, it's not one of the better methods for describing a problem if you have a lot of details about the problem, or providing, or for IBM to provide you with a series of questions that we would like to ask you when you open up a problem record. So what we've done here is I wrote a blog and I put a methodology in there which basically talks about opening up a word processing document and copying in a template from that must-gather document linked in this blog into the word processing document, which is the first set of questions support engineers normally ask, and then you can put into this word processing document screen captures, trace segments, error messages. It's rich text format. You have only the limitations of the document you're using to create the file. And you can take this very robust description of your problem and attach it to the PMR as you would a trace file or collection set. This allows you to tell us one time everything you know about the problem, and it gives you a set of questions that the support engineers are going to ask in their first email back to you. So you can have these already set when you open up the problem record, and then IBM can quickly go in and start working on the problem and narrow down what kind of traces we might need to figure out what's going on. So if you link to this document, you'll see this document and some other documents out there from IBM support engineers helping you use the systems and also trying to make things better. Let's go to slide number 18, please. So slide number 18, this is the read first must gather document. What we've done is, and this is linked from the blog, and the blog describes it in detail, what we've done with this read-first must-gather is this read-first document links to all the other must-gather documents so that you don't have to go out and just get some documentation on the product. You can get documentation that's more related to the problem you're having. So when you look at the read-first document, you would open it up and see check for known problems first. What we've got there is a link to a lot of the information Bill's covered in the first section of this book to give you links to places where you might find the answers to the questions quickly. And then it proceeds back to expanding the sections to see the tables and other sections that says if you're doing this task, look at this table, and then there's a link to a must-gather specific for that task. If you're having a hardware problem, there's a link to a table that says this is where you go to get the documentation for that. This allows you to know that when IBM's asking for documentation, we do have a plan and we do have an organized structure for the documentation we need. And our goal is to provide the information to you up front so you'll know what we're going to ask. For example, if you go in this must gather read first and you're doing a deployment, you'd expand the section, see the deployment entry in the table, click on the link to that must-gather, and you can see the kind of information we would want to have to debug a deployment problem. Some of the key information is on the screens versus in the collection set. We use the information on the screens that you provide to us, such as the history sections, the name of the deployment, dates and timestamps, to get quickly into the collection set to identify that specific problem. So our goal is not to give you a bunch of information, but provide you with pointed, specific information that we found helpful when we're debugging problems and to get it to you up front so you'll know what to expect or what you can begin gathering when the problem comes in. We believe that you guys are working very hard on a lot of the problems before you open the problems up. So this allows us an exchange of word processing document for you to explain what you see and what we would ask normally for the problem, and then for us to say, here's the kind of documentation we're going to ask for these kind of problems. So you're kind of well-versed and ready to go. Especially in the case of a critical problem, you want to be, we want to have the exchange to be very quick and effective. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 19. Slide number 19 is, we're hoping all our customers know about this, but we do want to reiterate it, is that if you look on this page and you go to it, the third entry down in the table says Java Utility. The Java Utility is a very powerful tool. We understand that the collection sets we asked you to gather from Pure Application Systems can be in the gig range, but if you use this tool here, the Java Utility cuts down greatly the amount of time it takes to upload files from your system into the PMR system. You can use it for the small word processing document as well as using it on your larger collection sets. It's a very nice tool to use if you're using it on the Microsoft Windows platform as a graphical user interface, and you just click on the file and watch it run. So we're going to move over to the next slide, which is slide number 20, and we're going to talk about one of the cool features that is in Pure Application Systems version 2. This is the call home feature. We're very excited about this feature within Pure Application Systems. It does a lot of the things that we think will be helpful to you. Whenever you configure the call home feature, what you do is you go in and configure a lot of the information we ask in our initial must gathers. You know, what's the machine type, model serial number, who are the people you contact to, what's the address location of the system. All this kind of information is filled in the configuration. Then you have options to say create a PMR or create a PMR with and attach the must gathers or just take no action at all, disable the function. What call home does is 7x24, whenever there is a event coming in from the system and the event's been classified in the product as a call home event, that event will automatically trigger the creation of a PMR in our retain system, and we will have in it at least the contact information, and if you configure the must gather option, it will send in the must gather specific to that message to us. So if you have this on and a call home event occurs, we will receive a PMR. We'll have the must gather documents if you enable that, and we'll be able to start working on the problem on receipt. This is very powerful. It allows you to just get an email back from IBM that says, hi, your system called home. We have the contact information, and we have the must gathers, and we're started working on the problem. So by having... We like to encourage our customers and people we work with to turn on the option to send in the must gathers. If you don't turn on that and you still wanted to create a PMR, that's fine. It'll create a PMR and we'll reply back to say, your system called home. This is the must gather. We need to debug this problem. So we're very excited about this. Ron has a good blog about this. There's some DW answer questions out there on the forum that talks about little nuances about configuring and how it works. We think that you will enjoy using this because it expedites the process. It's the joining of the must gathers and the computer systems to call home through SR for you. We hope you like that feature. It's very exciting to us. Let's move on to slide 21. Slide 21, we're going to talk about using the SR tool to open up problem records to IBM support team. We know that, you know, we can push blogs out. We can do things with DW Answers. There's a lot of things, tech notes, a lot of things we do in the social media range to help you know about the problems and be proactively prepared. But in this section here, by using the must gathers to create the word processing documents, we feel that you can quickly work with us and we can communicate well back and forth through tools such as the SR tool, which allows us to have the dialogue and share files linked from the SR tool. So I'm going to say thank you for listening to my segment, and I'm going to pass the next section on the SR tool specifics to Bill Carey. Bill?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. So so to access the SR tool, there are a couple of ways you can do that. First is if you're on the support portal instance under the Tools and Resources heading, you'd see an open a new service request or some string similar to that to indicate that here's how to sign into to SR. This tool has been available for some time. It offers a lot of capability. It's generally the site technical contacts are the people who govern access in an organization, in a company. But it's got some nice features in terms of attaching files and running reports, and there are other capabilities if you aren't familiar with SR. You can click on the link in the last bullet here to access it, or as I say, go out to our support portal. So next page, 22. So once you click on the link in the support portal or the direct link, you would need to sign in, and you'd use your ID password that that you had created at some point in the past. Let's go to the next page. Access, it really involves two steps. It's signing in, and it's also being associated with a given support agreement or IBM customer number. So here's what the welcome page would look like if you had the proper access. To create a new service request, you'd use that button, a new service request link there, and let's go to 24. And then you'd be, at least the next step would be just to validate what path you're taking to come in. As Robert indicated, for Pure App System Software Service, use that second link. I'm having a problem with software. Even if it's the system, that's the path that we encourage you to invite you to use. So next page, 25. And so what you would do is you need to select a product. You can create or set up a favorites list, but assuming you haven't done that, typing in Pure Application in the keyword field here, and let's go to the next page, 26. Would produce a list of the various offerings. And so you'll see that there are some relative to service. Most of them would be associated with the system. And then software is in there as well. But you would select that, and you can choose these. If you pick the product radio button there, you'd see this list. Components gives you a slightly different look, but again, you can distinguish between whether you have a system or service or software issue that you're trying to report. Page 27. What would likely happen is your ID would be associated with a given customer number, and you wouldn't need to key in the machine type and serial number. That would probably be available in some sort of drop down. Next page, page 28. And so it might look something like this. So the model, the 8283, might be listed there, the generic, and then with a specific serial number that would appear after that I blocked out here. And then the IBM customer number would be at the bottom. Or if you're associated with more than one customer number, you would make a choice there. And pressing continue, let's go to the next page, 29. And then, again, just validate what machine. If you had a couple of different systems, you make a choice in terms of, a particular machine type serial number, one versus another. And page 30. So here's the main part of the SR tool. At the top, you need to make some choices and provide some information to us. We try and keep the template as minimal and as short as possible, but yet still sufficient enough to get the information to the support team so that they can work the problem. You key in a title, problem description, of course, is important. You can't see it here, but severity level then is a choice that you would make. And there is a pop-up that indicates, what's the difference between a SEV 1, SEV 2, SEV 3. A little helpful information if you need to be refreshed on that. Page 31. And so here would be the next portion of the template. Again, you'd need to select severity and make some other choices. The customer tracking ID is optional, but can help if you keyed a particular string. It can help if you're running reports later on. If you have several PMRs, it helps to kind of separate and distinguish the PMRs relative to a given order of your choice. One of the nice features of the SR tool is you can attach files. So if you have trace or files that might be helpful in troubleshooting, you can attach them directly to the service request or PMR, same thing, through the tool. Page 32. And then the last thing before you submit would be to verify some contact information. So, how do you want to be notified? That's important, and we want to just confirm that with you before you actually submit the request. So 33, I think what I didn't include, but is probably obvious, is there is a submit button. So it's at that point that the request comes in and comes into our support organization. It hits the back end and it gets on the right queue, and then one of our support analysts start working the problem for you. So in summary, what we've talked about today would be the My Notification subscription service, which is not new, DW Answers, which is relatively new, at least for Pure Application, a place to engage with a community. We also have blogs and videos available today with more coming later. Visit the Pure Systems Center to learn more about patterns and how to access fix packs and the cloud marketplace, which will be coming later. We have social media channels, and we invite and encourage you to use those channels to stay informed. The Education Assistant site has training modules, and I just talked about the service request tool. So page 34. So things we encourage you to do, if you haven't already done so, would be to register on IBM.com, start using the My Notification subscription service, start using our DW Answers forum, and the Pure app would be the primary tag to follow. Follow us on our Twitter account, and when needed, use the service request tool. 35.
Moving on to the Q&A session. Bill or Robert, do you see any questions in the group chat?
Moshi sent me a question about do you know of a need of an IPaaS admin or architect? And I don't personally, but I can I offered my email address and I can check with colleagues to see what might be possible there.
Okay.
And we can get back to him.
The email is still on slide one of the presentation if anyone needs that. I don't see any other questions that are in the group chat. So at this point, we will conclude the session. And thank you, Bill and Robert, for presenting today. You all have a great day. Thank you.